it is 100% privately funded. SunRail is 100% publicly funded. All Aboard Florida is a $1.5 billion investment by Florida East Coast Railroad.
So no risk to the taxpayer on this one?
Absolutely none. Not for the capital or for the operations and maintenance.
That sounds like a highly unusual project.
It is very unusual for a private company to invest this amount of money in a single project. It's very unusual to see it invested in a transportation-related project in particular.
Now, last month when I was interviewing people about the potential future of passenger rail in Florida, I can say that more than one person expressed enthusiasm for a rail line connecting Orlando and Miami. Is there a market for this? Who would use it, and how does it stack up against other forms of travel?
There does appear to be a real market. There is a substantial amount of intercity travel between Miami, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, the cities that are going to be connected. So there is a large traveling marketplace. The issue is whether it could be induced to come out of a car or not go by air. Compared to air travel, clearly the train is slower. But its length of time is mitigated by the fact that when you go to the airport, you have to allow a lot of time before you get on the plane to get through security and get through the lines, and you have to be there early. And then you land at the airport and you're not in downtown Miami. By contrast, the train, there'll not be those very lengthy times to get on and get through security, and you'll end up right in downtown Miami. So maybe the difference in terms of the time you leave your house to the time you get to downtown Miami, if that's your destination, is probably an hour or less difference in time. So that time difference is small enough then that other factors become important in terms of the travelers.
What does the study say about the kind of economic impact All Aboard Florida would have for cities along its route, including, of course, Orlando?
Well, it says it will have a very substantial economic impact in the billions of dollars. Even if the study is a bit optimistic, there'll still be a very significant economic impact. There'll be large amounts of private sector development in and around the stations. That is already happening in Miami. There is huge developments, some of which I'm assisting the developers with, on the order of almost $1 billion of private sector investment underway now, before the station is even opened. So clearly that economic activity is going to happen. The other economic activity that gets stimulated is as the volume of travel increases, we'll see a lot more tourism than we would otherwise see, both in Miami and in Orlando. Because after all, it will allow people who want to go to downtown Miami, say for a Heat game or for something else, to be able to go to the train, go down to Miami, and come back in the same day.
But here in Orlando, it will terminate at Orlando International Airport, right? So the development around there wouldn't be the same.
Correct. It'll be very different. And already there is a lot of airport-oriented development in and around the airport. Bringing the train there will continue to stimulate that kind of airport-oriented, transit-oriented real estate development.
Are we looking at increased jobs as well, not just for the construction, but for the operations of this train?
Yes, there's significant operations and maintenance expenses. They tend to occur at both ends. So they'll be at the Orlando end and at the Miami end. There'll be stimulus to the tourism industry. So we'll see more in accommodations, restaurants, attractions, that kind of thing at the Orlando end.
I know this is just a proposal right now, but is it pretty much a done deal since we're talking about private sector money, or could something stand in the way? What's the big picture for this right now?
Well, they're proposing to open in 2016. They have already completed the design on the construction of the rail link that has to run from about, say, Cocoa Beach over to the Orlando International Airport. The East Coast tracks are already in place, so there's no change there. They have to order the equipment. But those are really very minor issues. I think this is going to get built. I think we'll see it open in about 2016, 2017, with full operation in 2021.
What do you think about the project?
I think it would be great for the economy. I applaud Florida East Coast Railroad for being willing to take this risk. I think that they will succeed with this, and I think this project will be transformative. I think this kind of intrastate rail transportation will have a niche.
Do you think it will eventually link up with SunRail?
Absolutely. SunRail will eventually link to the airport.